Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another song title challenge. My voice is still screwed up. That's because we batched these. but this is where the question is, climbers, how should you write this one, right? The lowest hanging fruit, the most obvious answer sometimes, rarely, is the right way to go. Mm-hmm. Usually, it's the most cliche. You got to dig down past that to really make something happen.
Right.
And you guys send in your song titles. These are all submitted by listeners of this podcast. Send those into info@daredevilproduction.com. info@daredevilproduction.com. Production is singular. There is no S. And put song title challenge or STC in the subject line so that it gets into the right folder. And then what I do, Brent and I invite a guest on, a killer songwriter, killer artist. And I try to find a title and we drop it. Like on these, like I've known about this title for a few minutes more than Brent and our guest will know. And we drop it on them and we go and we just try to cook 5 or 6 different conceptual angles on how to write that song, right? Because mm-hmm. when you really get everybody in the room going, oh, that's the angle.
Like, that's what we're doing. Yeah.
Then it's so much more fun to write. It's so much easier to write. You know, it feels less like digging trenches.
Yeah.
And more like building bridges, right? Also, Brent, explain this because help me out with my voice here. But this is a killer, a way to breathe new life into your old titles in your hook book.
Yeah, we started doing these on the show because some climber years ago challenged us to write a song on the show. And that would not be a spectator sport that anybody wants to watch. So what we decided to do was what ended up becoming Song Title Challenge. Hey, somebody send us a title and we'll just brainstorm it. And so then Johnny had the brilliant idea to start bringing guests on, which is awesome. And I'm thankful for it. But we were having so much like good results starting with a title that if it were in my hook book, I would not have been drawn to it. I would not have wanted to write it. But it was the one for the day because that's the one Johnny picked. So that's what we're working on. And so many times you end up getting a good result. Like there's something out of that, like 10 minutes in, you're going, oh, that's pretty cool. Like I wouldn't have written that today. And so I started doing them on my own and like getting results. I've gotten stuff cut that are thousands of titles back in my hook book just because I'm starting to systematically go through and challenge these. And within the past year, I mean, there's one that I wrote, you know, or a title that a couple thousand titles ago, I was trying to make a country song and I couldn't quite figure it out. So I never wrote it, didn't write it with anybody. But then going back to Song Title Challenge, now I write a lot of Southern gospel as well. And that title called Outlive Your Life, like, oh, I know how to do that now. And so I brought in new co-writers I maybe didn't have at the time, Kenna West and Jason Cox, and we wrote Outlive Your Life. It got cut by Brian Free and Assurance, ended up on their Grammy nominated record. And so ended up getting like on a record that was nominated for a Grammy out of that. So I'm like, not bad for a title a few thousand old. And there have been other cuts coming out of that. So I say all that to say this, like, don't be scared of going back through your old titles because there's gold in them that are hills, hopefully. So, yeah.
You know, not only in the merits of the exercise, but it just occurred to me something else. Like your game changed. Right.
My game changed. Like, exactly.
Years later, you got more facets to your game because mm-hmm. now you're in the Southern gospel rooms. And all of a sudden, it tells me that, you know what, that song wasn't ever supposed to be a country song.
No, it wasn't.
It was just sitting there waiting for you to figure out, oh, I know where this is supposed to go.
Oh, exactly. I mean, I've had the same thing with like some lyrics I've written up that have sat around for years that just, they weren't right for country. Like, just wasn't the right thing anymore for country. But then like, oh, here 15 years later, let me bring that into a bluegrass room. And they're like, oh, that's great. Let's write that. Okay, great. So sometimes you hang on to these things and the time just isn't right. And then the target, you know, you want to aim where the target's going to be, not where the target is, kind of thing. And that's why you keep up with your stuff, because as the game changes, your cast of characters changes, maybe an artist comes along that there wasn't the artist for that idea before, but now there is. Ah, now we got something to do with it. So anyway, just all that good stuff.
There you go. So it's not a co-write in any way, shape, or form, guys. Use all of what we say. Use none of what we say. It's up to you. The only demands that we do have is that we are invited to the number one party, and that comes with a rider. And on my rider, I demand an open bar. And on Brent's rider, he demands childcare so he can bring his wife.
Yes. So. That's all right. That's all right.
With that said, let's introduce our guest. I'm super stoked to have her on today.
Yes. Today's guest is a country singer-songwriter based in Nashville, Tennessee, originally hailing from the hollers and hills of Eastern Kentucky. Her brand of in-your-face music comes straight from her rowdy country roots. Her streaming, social engagement, live performance visibility have exploded in popularity over the past year, with over 25 million global streams to date, 1 million followers across social platforms, and an upcoming tour with Tracy Byrd. Yeah, he's from the country. And he likes it that way.
Yeah.
So we're so glad to have her on while she still returns my text. And we're new co-writing friends. I'm pumped about what we've written so far. Looking forward to the next stuff. Taylor Austin Dye, welcome to The Climb.
Taylor! Hey, y'all. Thanks for having me.
Welcome. Yes. Welcome. Welcome. And may I say that that list of incredible accolades as an for an indie artist that you just read did not freaking happen by accident, girl. You've been working, and we see that. We want you to know we see that.
Yes.
Like, thank you.
Are working. And that's what happens when you work right there.
It's a job. It sure is.
Yep.
That's right.
A lot of freaking work.
Yeah. So we met at the Climb Takeover at Live Oak. It was like back in October or something. You came out there, which I'm really glad you did.
Yeah.
And so we met. You said, oh, I'd listened to the show before, and which was, we always love hearing that. And so, of course, I went and insta-stalked you immediately, and I started listening to your music. I'm like, I really want to get in the room with Taylor. And so I've had this circled for a while, this song title challenge. I think you'd be great at it. And so anyway, so thank you for coming out that night. That was fun. So
yeah, that was a great round, y'all. Killed it.
It was fun.
Thank
it was
you.
Fun.
All right. Are you ready for the song?
I don't know. I guess so. Let's do it.
We're here anyway. That's right.
All right, so this is from one of our other favorite climbers and one that we've had some titles on before, Randy Maynor. Hey, Randy. Thank you.
Randy.
And the song title is Sinner's Heart.
Ooh, Sinner's Heart. All right.
I like the way that looks.
Yeah.
I mean, I just, like, looking at the title, I feel like, click, I want to know.
Yeah, there's some stuff you can do with that.
I want to know what that story is. Like, it just, the title makes me want to listen to it. So I feel like there's an element of winning before you're spinning with that title for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Thanks for sending this in, Randy. That's a nice title. But as we all know, titles are a dime a dozen. It's what you do with them that counts.
Yep.
So pop of the knuckles, here we go. Yeah, there we go. Loosen up. Well, I'll just go ahead and bounce the ball first just to get it going. I mean, knowing Randy, so I've written with Randy. Randy and I have gotten cuts together, and he's a songwriting pro member as well. So he writes a lot of gospel, a lot of Christian stuff. And so immediately I think of that from that angle, knowing who threw it out there. And so, yeah, and of course, I mean, sin, you're automatically in the God spiritual realm there. So one of the kind of the low hanging fruit for me in that world would be like, you know, how God changed a sinner's heart and how it's not what it used to be. So for me, that's like the most obvious low hanging fruit. God changed a sinner's heart or saved a sinner's heart, that kind of thing. Just a song about salvation and changing my ways, that kind of thing.
Could it be?
Oh, it could be whatever you're about to say. It could be. That's how we play this.
So maybe it's a song about perspective, right? About getting 1% better in the sense that we all have a sinner's heart because we're all born with sin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
In other words, like, don't don't spend too much time lamenting your mistakes in the past.
Right.
You know, you're going to make some more.
Yeah.
Just get 1% better.
Yeah.
So from a country artist perspective, mm-hmm. I kind of went immediately for the trying to love someone with a sinner's heart. You know, it could be a hard thing to do.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, I don't know if that is what you would first think of, but that was kind of where my brain went when I heard that, just writing the songs that I write, you know, like trying to fix somebody, a love song kind of.
Yeah.
If you will.
Oh, yeah.
What a great cheating song.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Sinner's heart.
Yeah.
I can't help it. I got a sinner's heart. Like, I can't.
Oh, yeah. If you're the cheater, but also from like, if the perspective is loving someone who has that cheater's heart or that sinner's heart, is just like, they're just not changing. That's who they are. That's not the bug. That's the feature. That's not the exception. That's the rule. Dadgummit.
Yeah.
You know, it could be that kind of thing of coming to that realization.
Of a sinner's heart.
Yeah. It's just like, you know, it's like, how about it's hard to have heaven with the sinner's heart, you know, or that kind of thing. Like, this ain't gonna ever going to be heaven if you got a sinner's heart. Like, mm-hmm. if you're going to be running around on me, if you're going to have anger issues or whatever, however you kind of want to define that in the song, like, it's hard to find heaven, you know, when your angel has a sinner's heart.
Mm. Ooh.
Kind of thing. So that could be all that stuff, right? I love playing with that.
Mm-hmm. That was good right there. I like
the intersection of God and country. I love playing with that stuff. So I think that's a great angle. I think too, like, you know, they're all, and it's kind of a well-worn trope in country music about like, I'm the sinner, but my angel changed my sinner's heart.
Mm-hmm.
There's that thing too, the positive love song of, I was a piece of work in progress, you know, and here comes along this angel that is, you know, she found a way to love and change this sinner's heart. You know, she's making me a better man,
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. So that'd be a positive love angle on it.
Mm, I like that.
Yeah. So, you know, positive love never hurt anybody, I guess. So people don't normally hate that when you turn it in, but.
What would a listicle on that look like? I was just thinking about a Van Halen song off of Fair Warning called Sinner's Swing.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't saying that sinner's swing, like, it was like swing music, you know, like,
oh, yeah.
You know, it's in the center swing. So what if it's like sinners this, sinners that, sinners heart?
Okay.
How could you serve that up and make it work?
I was thinking of like, listen, body parts. I went to the Eagles, like lion eyes.
Ooh.
Can't hide your lion eyes, sinner's heart, that kind of stuff.
I like that.
Like what else could you throw in a song that wouldn't get too much of an explicit rating thrown on it? But there's only so many body parts, but that's a thought too. And maybe they're all like positive things. Like you got the angel eyes, you got, which Jeff Healey, shout out, but you got the angel eyes, you got the whatever, all this stuff, but then like the twist, but a sinner's heart, like, just can't be true.
You can also go with the angle, I guess, maybe that, like, you know, the devil was an angel at one time. The devil didn't always have a sinner's heart.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Yeah. He was an angel with the sinner's heart kind of thing, right? The fallen angel.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Wow. And hey, circling back to what you said before, Taylor, of like trying to fix somebody, like be careful, mm-hmm. right? Because, yes, what you're seeing is the angel in them. And the devil was an angel before he had that sinner's heart.
Exactly.
You know, mm-hmm. So now they've fallen. You can't, can you lift him back up to heaven with the sinner's heart? Ooh,
exactly.
That just happened.
Yeah. Johnny's pumping the air for those of you not on YouTube.
Good when it touches your lips.
That's funny. Sinner's heart. Oh, gosh, I had something for a second, but your fist pumping in the air blew it out the back. You're distracting me, Johnny, with your dance moves. Chair dancing over there.
Oh, we were talking about like you.
Oh, I got it.
Okay,
I got it. I'm back. All right. So speaking of something that would have worked in your hairband days, Johnny, or for like an outlaw country kind of thing, there are many ways you could do it. But it's like, hey, man, I just got a sinner's heart. I like to go out and have a good time, get too loud, stay up too late, drink too much, all that stuff, right? But you're just going, yep. That's me raising my hand, that's just what I got. I got a sinner's heart, you know, and just owning it.
Mm-hmm.
So in the right kind of crowd, kind of party song, or just like an outlaw rebel kind of thing, rock thing, outlaw country kind of stuff, that could work there too.
How about jumping, springboarding off of that, dude? Like, what about Tim McGraw did it? Like, I'm a real, you know, I might be a real bad boy, but baby, I'm a real good man.
Yeah.
I might have a sinner's heart, but I'll never let my angel go. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you know, something along that line.
Yeah.
And so you're like, yeah, I go out and raise hell, but that doesn't mean it doesn't have to be associated with cheating or
right. Indiscretion. Yeah. It's, yeah. Just more hell raising. What about the thing of like, you know, she got a body built for sin and she stole the sinner's heart kind of thing, you know?
No. Spicy.
Spicy. Yes, it is.
All of a sudden you see Taylor and they're like,
oh. Oh, well, hello.
Touch your chin. Go on.
So there's that. And, or also like the thought of like, she may look like a bad girl, but she's a good girl. That kind of the opposite of the Tim McGraw thing. You're kind of flipping the gender on there. But from the guy's point of view, like she looks like, yeah, she's got a body built for sin and all this kind of stuff. Like she looks like, oh, trouble. The best part is she doesn't have that sinner's heart. Like she's got a good heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bad body, good heart. You know, that kind of thing. Like she looks like she'd be trouble, but amazingly, she ain't. Or she is. She's the right kind. You know, she's an angel on the inside.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
So there's another way to twist it.
All right, off of that, I mean, maybe you could even go like preacher's daughter type thing. Preacher's daughter with a sinner's heart.
Yeah.
Could be interesting.
Yes.
Because, you know, they're expected. That's kind of the trope of preacher's daughters is they're the wild ones.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
The wild ones, yeah.
Always. I love that.
Yeah.
The preacher's daughter with a sinner's heart. Ain't that mm-hmm. the way it always goes?
And I mean, they're just, and it's fun playing on that because you're like, well, who's the sinner? It could be, yes, she has a sinner's heart, but also she has this sinner's heart. You know, she has my heart because I'm totally into that. So there plays kind of layers of that in many ways that we do this, you could play off that. So that's a fun one. She wants a sinner's heart. Let's see. I mean, there's, I think, a gambling, you know, cards. If there's something with, you know, the Queen of Hearts or the King of Hearts, whatever. I don't know if there's that. I'm not a gambler, so I don't know my cards. But I wonder if there's something there. What else could you do? Sinner's heart.
I'm just trying to go through like the list of sins. Like what,
yeah.
You know, what is considered biblically a sin, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Seven deadly sins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gluttony.
Oh, guilty.
Yeah.
I got it.
Just going through it.
Drop me at the pizza buffet and I got a sinner's heart.
Keep your hands and feet away from his mouth, folks.
Exactly. Back away. Best if he's alone for a while. Yeah, you got, I mean, lust, envy.
Greed, is that one?
Lying, greed, yeah, for sure. So there's all that. I mean, there's the sinner's heart. I mean, I wonder if there's a thing of like the way the world looks at certain things, but like God looks at it and goes, no, that's a sinner's heart. Like we're like, oh, well, they're just whatever, this, that, or the other, we may hold up. And it's be more, definitely more of a religious type song, but like we hold these things up as like, oh, this is awesome. They're living their best life. And like, God's like, sinner's heart. There's that. There's stuff in the Bible too about like the heart is deceitful. Like you can't just go with your feelings. That like you need to think things through and not just go, okay, how many marriages have broken up because, oh, we're in love. We'll be in love forever. I don't love you anymore.
What? Yeah. Don't follow your sinner's heart.
Like, yeah, it's like turned up, man. I got a sinner's heart. Like I can't, you know, with that Johnny Cash, you know, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine.
Yeah.
That kind of thing is what? Because I know I got a sinner's heart. So I got to keep that sucker in check. That might be an interesting way of saying, yeah, I don't just go with whatever my feelings are. Because really, if I just went with feelings a lot of time, I'd spend a lot of tomorrow apologizing. Because I'd say things I shouldn't say to people. I'd do things I shouldn't do. All that if I just go off feelings. But realizing like, well, I can't trust that.
Mm-hmm. From there, maybe it's like you are a sinner and you're trying to get right, whether it's like drugs, alcohol, cheating, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But like you're really trying to be a better person and you're trying hard, but you're still like fall short.
Yeah.
And but it could be like God knows this sinner's heart. Like kind of I mean well.
I'm trying. I like that. Yeah. That. Yeah. He knows my heart. Yeah. Like it's screwed up, but I'm trying.
Yeah.
I like that too. Cause it's kind of owning it. Cause that's one thing, especially when you get into stuff like this in country, like people don't want to come across as like holier than thou. People don't want their, and generally don't want their artists to be like, I've got it all figured out. And I'm just, you know, I'm perfect. So like, they don't like the preaching at thing, but if you can come at it from, I got feet of clay, man, You know, God knows the sinner's heart. I'm trying. I screw up. So I'm not better than the listener. You know, I'm not putting myself on a pedestal. Much more relatable, because it's just much more relatable.
How about on that note, it's like the question we all ask internally is like, you know, will God or does God know my sinner's heart?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Or am I going to hell for this? Like,
yeah.
Like I hope God knows the sinner's heart. God loves the sinner's heart.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like could be that could go real deep mm-hmm. on that. And then the other thing I was thinking of was the reverse of what you said about from like the Christian angle. But, you know, if we talk about, you know, every church has got some of the front row Baptists that are like looking down their nose at everybody and trying to be
legalistic, judgmental. Yeah.
And they're all going to be like, you know, sinner's heart. Blah, blah, blah. It's mm-hmm. like, you don't necessarily have to, just because she said you got a sinner's heart don't mean that you do.
Yeah.
You know, maybe something like that, like give a perspective angle on that or something.
Yeah, it's because you don't read the right version. You know, you're not rocking the King James? Yeah. I guess you just got a sinner's heart. I don't think that's how that works.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. You know, you look at the Pharisees, I mean, they thought Jesus had a sinner's heart. You know, a lot of them thought he was blasphemous. And how many times did people try to stone him for blasphemy, for claiming to be God? It's like, well, guess what? You know, thinking he had a sinner's heart when no.
Oh,
there's that kind of thing too.
And how about like, what if the sinner's heart is
a
badge of honor
oh.
in the way that we talk to like indie artists, you know, like if you're not making a mark and you don't have haters, you're not doing it right.
Yeah.
You know, let's remember when Johnny Cash first came out, they said that wasn't country.
Yeah.
And now he's the gold standard for country that everybody wishes that they could get to that they can't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, if they're saying you got to win a sinner's heart, maybe you're doing something right. But if you're coming from a good place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's cool. You got to have some rebel, right?
Yeah. A little sinner's heart, a little sinner's heart. A
little rebel in your art.
Ain't a bad,
you know?
That kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be cool.
There's a little sinner's heart, a little rebel in your art. I like that.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. And like talk about the Pharisees and stuff too. It could be the calling out hypocrites. Mm. Oh, you got your perfect hair, your clean hands, your what-a-da, and a sinner's heart. Because you're judging people.
Yeah.
Because you're talking about people behind their back. You know, the Harper Valley PTA.
Okay? Yeah. Classic.
Yeah.
I heard that the other day and I was like, that's good. That's a jam. But that kind of thing, like, oh, your perfect little manicured fingernails and your whatever, everything's, but you got a wicked sinner's heart because that kind of thing.
I feel like we need this freaking song from that angle today, like right here, right now.
Yeah.
The world needs to hear that song right there, right now.
Yeah.
Like
some humility, please.
Yeah, cut it out. The whole virtue argument thing that is out of control.
Yeah.
It's like, stop it.
Yes.
You're just as full of crap as everybody else.
Right. Yeah.
Well, and even from that, like, everybody has a sinner's heart. I mean.
Yeah. Join the club.
Like, you know, the saying, we all fall short of the glory of God. Like.
Yeah.
It could be just totally. Doesn't matter who you are, how perfect you think you are. Like, everybody has mm-hmm. a sinner's heart.
Heck yeah.
At the end of the day.
That might be the best one so far. Like from that, mm-hmm. like where you could use this maybe as a social commentary kind of song, you know, where you're like, well, they're saying this and they're saying that and they're saying this over here. And it gets so confusing, but you know what? Everybody's got a sinner's heart
mm-hmm.
and we all end up in the same place, in a box, in a ground.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, so you're not any different. Just focus on you kind of a thing. I like that a lot.
Yeah. There's that saying, the ground is level at the foot of the cross.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody is just as much in need and has just as much of a sinner's heart as anybody else. That matter if you're rich, poor, what nationality you are, what race, none of that matters.
Yeah.
Ground's level. We're all just as lost as Easter eggs, man. So there's that thing of just kind of throwing your arm around everybody and be like, it's not a hating on anybody song. This is like, welcome to the club. Like, mm-hmm. You're more in danger if you think you don't have a sinner's heart.
Could that be used? I know we're getting heavy here, but I mean, could that be used too to sort of de-escalate or dilute the oppressed versus oppressor freaking angle that is just all the commentary right now on everything? It's like, you know, oppressed, there's oppressor, like, you know, you're the victim, they're the oppressor. These are people, they all got sinner's hearts. Like, we all do, so stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it makes me think of, like, it's why and this is getting this more of a Tom McDonald thing, right? Like why you don't want government to control everything and why you also don't need anarchy.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we got sinners' hearts. If they're in charge of everything, guess what? They got sinners' hearts too. Maybe I don't want to give someone else complete power over my life, yeah. Except for my wife. I love you, honey. Or have no rules and no laws whatsoever. Same reason. People got sinners' hearts. Yep. And so that's why you need kind of that balance of freedom and guardrails and stuff, which could be interesting. But also, yeah, it's like, okay, you know, you think your stuff don't stink, but we all got it. We all got our stuff. Mm-hmm. So maybe have some grace for people too. But for me, it also showed me like, be careful who you idolize. Don't put your faith in people because guess what? They're just as messed up as you are. They may be so, but they're all somewhere along the journey, right? And so when you think they're going to be perfect or whatever, I mean, like when I got married, you know, you get married thinking, oh, this person's wonderful, the best thing ever. Da, da. And then you start figuring out, she starts figuring out your sinner's heart, you start figuring out hers. They start rubbing, like bumping up against each other because you're in that pressure cooker of a marriage or a relationship. And you start figuring out, wow, we're just kind of jacked up people, aren't we? Didn't think about that before because I had a nice buffer zone between me and other people. I wasn't good. I was just comfortable. And you start figuring it out. It's like, okay, what are you going to do with that sinner's heart? Like with, you know, this person you're in love with, you got to make peace with the fact that they really aren't perfect. And they're going to have to make peace with the fact that you aren't perfect. And maybe you just need to bring God your sinner's hearts, mm-hmm. right? Maybe that's the thing. Like, that's what's going to make it work out. Find that grace and that forgiveness.
Oh, I love that. Bring God your sinner's hearts.
So, I don't know. I love
that. No, I love, dude, that's good, man. That's really good. It could be, if there's a way to spin it, you know, I joked about this with Janelle when we first started dating, but it's like when you first start dating somebody, the first 90 days, all you meet is the representative, you know, of the person.
Right.
So it's like, it takes this amount of time to not get to know their sinner's heart.
Yeah.
You know, because that's like, could be a euphemism for actually knowing the real person. This is where you find out the imperfections. This is where maybe sinner's heart, could that be a euphemism for vulnerability? Like that's where, mm-hmm. maybe you're meeting a girl at the bar for the first time and it's like, oh, I want to get to know you, but I want to get to know your sinner's heart. And you think you're talking about sex.
It just sounds like a dirty pickup line.
Sounds like a dirty pickup line, but you're not, right? You'd like send her for a loop because you set it up to sound like a dirty pickup line. Mm-hmm. And she takes it that way. You're like, no. Like you ambush it, right? You know, she's like, no. Like, I want to know your imperfections. Like, I want to know what's in your sinner's heart, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, then you're saying like, I really want to get to know you. So it's like, oh, and then you take her home.
Oh, Versa. But there's that thing about that. Yes. Showing that vulnerability. I mean, and you gotta offer that up too, like in a relationship or whether to God or whatever, you gotta like, here you go. Here's the sinner's heart. You know, this is it. Cause they're going to find out eventually anyway. If it's God, he already knows. If it's your significant other, it's going to come out. You can't hide it. Maybe that's the thing. Like you can't hide your lying eyes, but you can't hide your sinner's heart for forever. You know, what's in is going to come out eventually. Mm-hmm. You are who you are.
I like that.
And that's something interesting.
Kind of like a, who are you when nobody's looking, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that Blake Shelton?
Blake Shelton and Joe Nichols cut it too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But way heavier, it seems like.
Yeah, but it's kind of like, you know, I want to know your sinner's heart, right? Like, let's figure out what you're doing when you think nobody's looking. Mm-hmm. And that's how you, because if everybody's got a sinner's heart, you're trying to find out like,
what's your particular flavor?
Yeah, what kind of, is that going to work?
Yeah. It's Taco Bell. Our sinner's hearts are Taco Bell. It's all the same bad ingredients. We just put them in different combos. Yeah. Like, are you heavier on the beans? Or are you heavier on the... on the beef or chicken, we all it's the same stuff, just what's your, you know,
it's a freaking truth. What kind of combo platter are you in? This
it's the same, yeah, it's all the same.
Oh my god,
kill you stuff. But
well, we got some good looks at that, I think, man.
Yeah, this is fun. Randy, thank you for sending that in.
Yeah, that was a good one, man. Taylor Austin Dye, where can everybody find you?
Yes,
I try to keep it simple. It's Taylor Austin Dye everywhere. Mm-hmm. And my website's TaylorAustinDye.com. Dye with a Y, not with an I.
That's right.
There you go.
There is no I in Dye. Live forever.
I like that.
And we'll put links to everything in the show notes so people can just click through and find you and jam out to your music like I've been doing. And Poison in the Well is the current release. So
saw that on New Music Friday, by the way. Sick. Like, that didn't suck.
Thank you. Yeah, it was awesome.
That's good for you, man. You're killing
thank
it.
You.
I love seeing it, man. Good for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate y'all having me on. Like Brent said, I listened to the show a long time ago when I first moved to town. So it was kind of full circle coming on here. I love it.
Heck yeah, we'll take full credit.
That's right.
Why not?
See what happens when you listen to Climb. Yeah, you end up with a resume like Taylor Austin Die. There you go. All right, guys, that takes us to the end of another killer song title challenge and possibly the end of my voice today. We'll put everything to find Taylor in the show notes. This podcast exists because we want you to win, so keep on climbing.
And we'll see you at the top.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.